I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Muslim Ladies once more. I have the pleasure to be your host. You're listening to Asma, and here with me, I have a very dear guest. Sister Nahid is with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum to you and all your dear listeners. I am so honored to be with you.
Thank you for being here. Well, once more, just to clarify for everyone who has just joined us, give us a brief introduction about yourself, what you're doing.
Sure. I'm graduated from TFO, and it's been a while that I'm conducting various researches on Muslim women issues.
That's very interesting. This is going to be the third session we're talking about commitment. So if you're interested to know more about commitment, you can check other episodes that are related to commitment. So we went through different aspects to commitment, different steps to be more committed. We defined commitment in different perspectives. And I'm sure as much as personalities we have in this world, there are different definitions for commitment as well. But in generally speaking, commitment is caring. Commitment is to take care of the things that you have already signed up for. Specifically, when we talk about marriage, since it has happened apparently or supposedly, it has to happen based on love and mutual understanding. So this sort of commitment is sort of something that you loved. So for the thing that you have loved, you have to go through too much of details. And the detail is to take care of the other person. Now, today, I guess we still have some more of steps and rules to follow in commitment.
Yeah, for sure. The other thing that I'm going to talk about is to get a little out of the inner circle of life. Like understanding the family and friends of the other people, of the partner, of your husband or wife. Like, people are born with their immediate family, with their mother, father, siblings, and they care about them.
Of course.
And as their wife or their husband, we have to realize, especially as wives, we have to realize that that boy has a family there. And we have to take into consideration that I'm not saying that we have to put everything and the feelings of the family and friends as a priority in life. What I mean is that we have to understand that they exist and they matter to the partner a lot. So we have to take them into consideration as well. Yeah. We have to understand them, try to get along with them, and know what they need. They also expect their sons to be with them sometime.
So if you love someone, that doesn't mean that person comes out of nowhere. In order to have that caring that we were talking about, you have to take care of whatever that is belonging to him. It's
just
thinking about him all alone. No, he's got a family, he's got roots, and you have to take care of those roots as well.
Yeah, exactly. Those people who are helping us at the very first stages of life, they're supporting us, they still are there after the marriage, after the wedding, after the support, when we don't need their support.
They're there forever.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we're not going to get along with them anymore.
You're not going to sell them. They're there forever. And by the way, I have to mention this again. Now, since the program is specified for women, we're addressing women, but the same thing could be applied on men as well.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not just that the woman has to take care of whatever that is related
to
a man.
Actually, it happens with boys more,
It's mutual.
Yeah.
It's something mutual. I always say that. Love, trust, friendship, whatever. It's mutual. You have to give it in order to get it.
Yeah, and about this case, let me mention this in parenthesis, that even boys and husbands, sometimes they love a girl so much that they want to just have that person in their life. Like, they are not thinking that that girl has some friends for sure, and they want to spend time with
them. Exactly, yeah. And we come to possessiveness.
Yeah,
and the problem
and selfishness.
Of being too possessive rises up. Which are actually problematic. And I'm sure the fact that you mentioned at the very beginning to know yourself, when you know yourself, all of these problems are going to fade away little by little.
That's why that is the root of all the things that we are mentioning.
to know yourself and to know about the other people's needs and priorities. So let's go to break and then we'd be back. Thank you for staying with us. Yes, commitment is not such a very easy stuff. When you think that you have too much of passion to create a life, it's not just like that very beautiful stuff that you have in your mind. No, it's not going to end up there. You have to go through too much of responsibilities. And these commitments are the topic of our discussion. And it's been 3 sessions that we're talking about them. So I have to know myself, I have to take care of the other person, and that person is not alone, he has got a family, I have to take care of everything that is important to him.
And referring to what we were talking about, like not being selfish in life, I'm going to mention the point that we have to know and realize that we are not there to change our partner.
Sometimes. Oh yeah, this is very important.
Yeah, sometimes the selfishness just makes us in a way that we believe that we are there to change our husband or change our wife. Mm. We have to understand that that person with that family that we talked about,
yeah,
with the friends there, with their needs and wants, with everything that we know about them, and with the information that we have gained before marriage, that person is that person. We are not there to change them.
Exactly.
When the very moment that we decide to change the other person by different, I don't know, behaviors, like talking to them sometimes, not talking to them, using different various strategies. And the other thing is that, unfortunately, we have some of these techniques on social media. Like there are some, I don't know, real or not, therapists who are teaching people, like, use these techniques in order to deceive your husband or change them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And
is it possible to change any other human being?
And this is not something fortunate happening in life. So we have to understand that that person is there. That person has friends, circle of friends around them, has needs and wants, mm-hmm, has purposes, and has lived for about, I don't know, 20, 25, 30 years. So we cannot change them. We can get to know them better. We can communicate with them. I'm just connecting the things that we've mentioned.
Yeah,
so far, we have to communicate with them. We have to understand their family. We have to try to just get along with them. And at the same time, stay committed to the love that we accepted at the very first stage.
At the very first beginning. What you mentioned is actually very important. Like I always say that after the age of 20, you're not going to change anyone. Not that you can. There's no potential for that unless the other person loves you so much who could change. And the change, of course, you know, it's something subjective, something
it's not permanent.
Yeah, exactly. Something you call wrong in a person's attitude or characteristic might not be wrong based on other people.
Yeah.
Or based on that.
It's your mindset.
Yeah, it's your mindset and it's so subjective. So before you get into a commitment, try to have in your mind that this person is the person I love, and I love them with all the defects that I think is a problem in them.
Yeah.
I love them with all the flaws they have, and this is who they are. So don't have in mind that, okay, I would marry, and after the marriage, I would change these guys. Because this is not going to happen.
Yeah,
like, never.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. It won't happen. It's a kind of like false belief or false motto that we feel like we can change them.
Exactly.
That is not possible.
It's a wrong notion, and I guess it's a sign of immaturity.
Yeah, it is.
Because when you are mature,
it's an illusion, you know?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. When you are mature enough to understand about yourself, you would know that and you would make sure that it's delusional to think that you can change people's behavior by whatever. Even if they change, it's going to be temporary. After a certain sort of age, I don't think there is a way to change people unless they actively wish to change something in themselves.
Even in that phase, I guess it won't be permanent. Like they change for a while, they try to satisfy their partner, but then again, because they are mature, they're adults, they get back to their own personality.
So let's keep it in here. go for a break, and then it would be the finalement.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
So we take care of the other person. We are going to actually notice every single detail. And I'm not going to be delusional. I am going to accept the other person the way they are. Not the way I want them to be. Not under the pretext that, not under this very wrong notion that, okay, let's get married and I would change him. Because this is not going to happen. If you're thinking like this, then I must claim that you are being delusional. Try to change that notion in yourself.
Definitely. And the last point that we can talk about today is that we have to know and realize that we have two different phases of our lives. Marriage and also wedding. Like, it's a mixture of different factors in life. Like, you know, the couple should understand that they are there to be with each other for the hard time and for the life coming. And also, when they realize that they have to understand each other and be with each other under any circumstance, even if the life is going through ups and downs, when they realize that weddings are a sprint, but marriage is a marathon, like, it's a game, it's a thing that is going to be challenging for sure. So they have to understand that even though we have so many problems after a while, even though after, I don't know, 2-3 years, the problems start shining there.
Yeah.
We have to realize that I should be still there for the person. I should still be there for my husband, for my wife. I shouldn't just have the picture of the wedding in my mind and say, no, you told me that the life is going to be like a dreamy world and I'm not going to like this anymore. So we should take this into consideration that we have to be with the person, support them at any cost, at any time of our life. Still, let me mention that we surely have some limitations, some restrictions, some rules for life. Like sometimes at some extent we can say, okay, I cannot tolerate, but there should be those boundaries. And at the same time, we should understand that we have to be next to each other. And the other thing that is very important here is that we have to be ourselves. Like, not acting.
Yeah, sometimes, because finally you're going to get tired of that acting.
Sometimes in hardships and problems, especially with young couples, we see them like acting, oh, I am always there for you and supporting the other partner with, I don't know, financial stuff, but then the social problems, work issues, like asking their families to support them when they have a problem. But this is not the real self. That person is the boy or the girl who has too many problems, herself or himself, and they have too many issues at the same time. So they have to realize that life is something different. I cannot act all the time because our life is going to be long. I have to be there under any circumstance with ups and downs and still be myself. I can't be an actor my whole life. At some extent, the expectation of my partner, my husband, will be so high that I cannot meet them anymore because I have been acting previously.
Yeah, that's very true. And once I heard this very beautiful analogy that was attributed to marriage, this psychologist was talking about relationships, and then he said that what youngsters have in their mind about marriage is a honeymoon. And what they get to see in reality is that marriage is to travel into a not good climated place, like a place that is going to have so much of ups and downs. This is the real notion of marriage and not the dreamland that you have created in your own head. That one is just something illusional and it's a mirage. You're not going to get it ever. Life is not a Maryland.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a dream and it's not going to be all happy. There are ups, there are downs. Try to pick your partner based on not idealistic ideas, based on realistic factors. Try to embrace the reality because this is going to help you more and more. Thank you, dear listeners. This was all the time that we had for today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.